It's Friday night in the sleek new taproom of Rock Brewing Co. Its massive windows frame the downtown skyline. There's art on the walls. And behind the bar is 26-year-old co-owner Chris Spinelli.
It's a lot of fun, especially when we're packed. You can't help but smile at the end of the night.
But come daytime, the work continues, just steps from where the beers are poured.
So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 beers fermenting right now.
The downtown brewery and part-time bar opened in June as an extension of the home brewing hobby that Spinelli and co-founder John Mervine first started with a little help from Spinelli's mom.
And quickly, it consumed our lives.
Soon, the two college friends from RIT had taken over the Spinelli family kitchen, the downstairs bathroom, the garage.
All of a sudden, we have 5 rooms in my parents' house that we're using for brewing. We're producing so much beer that we can't even drink it. We're starting to give it to our friends. Our friends are raving about it. And we go, could we do this? Could we make a business out of this?
The two econ majors did the research and came to an answer. Yes.
Great potential for it. People love craft beer. It's one of the few industries that are continually growing in a recession.
Even though Rock Brewing is only 5 months old, it's already winning national attention. Just last month, Sam Adams, the company that helped launch the craft beer movement, named Rock Brewing as one of only 2 small beer makers that would receive mentorship and a $10,000 loan. Spinelli says that honor, as well as the emergence of a handful of other local microbreweries, means the Rochester area may soon compete with the rock stars of the craft beer world.
There is a lot of groundswell and potential for Rochester to turn into one of these towns like Denver, Colorado, or Portland, Oregon, or Asheville, North Carolina, where people literally come here for beer tourism.
For WXXI News, I'm Zach Seward.